More than 500,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered in Northern Ireland. The Department of Health there has confirmed that 478,235 first doses have been delivered, meaning a third of Northern Ireland's adult population has had at least their first jab. It's anticipated that all over 50s will be offered a vaccine by late April, and the majority of all adults offered one by the summer. Dr. Tom Black is a GP in Derry and chair of the British Medical Council GP committee in Northern Ireland.
We've done very well. We've had a dual track approach in Northern Ireland where we have 7 mass vaccination centres using the Pfizer vaccine, and then the 330 GP practices are using AstraZeneca. And in total now, we've vaccinated over 500,000 people in Northern Ireland over the last couple of months. So a great success to date.
And at this stage, how far have you worked your way through the priority list, as it were?
Yeah, so in the first phase, there are 9 priority groups, and we're at group 6 now. So we've done pretty much everybody over 65 years old, all the healthcare workers, all the nursing home residents and staff, and we've done most of the clinically vulnerable, and we're working our way through the carers at the moment. So the next group that we'll be identifying will be the 60 to 65 and then the over 50s.
And at this point, are you finding that people are turning up, that there's or is there any vaccine hesitancy?
No, we're not seeing any vaccine hesitancy. In the over 80 group, it was like a party. They were coming down and they were having such fun. They were really enjoying it. And that was a 99% turnout in the over 80s. Probably about 95% in the younger age groups, but certainly the rate we're going, we will get good coverage, and we'll certainly get more than the 70 to 80% that we need for herd immunity.
So you're obviously delivering then significant numbers of vaccinations each day, each week. Are you at the limit of what you can do, or could you cope with more?
GPs always want more. When it comes to vaccinations, I'd like to do 1,000 a day, but obviously I get probably on average 150, 200 vaccines per week. So we set aside a day a week and do the vaccinations, and we're hoping for greater quantities of AstraZeneca next week. They tend to come in surges, so we've been told we're getting far more vaccine next week, so we'll be able to get through the next group. And obviously once we've everybody over 50 vaccinated, plus the clinically vulnerable groups, once you've that group vaccinated, you're pretty much dealing with 95% of the deaths that we've had in the last year. So once you get everybody over 50, you've broken the back of this pandemic.
And in your own practice, do you have a handle on at what point, when you think you'll reach that point?
We're looking at hopefully third week in April. That would be our plan at this stage, to get to that cohort by then. And that you don't like to predict the future when the vaccine supply can be a little start and stop, but that would certainly be what the experts tell us should be achieved.
And Tom, are you beginning to see the impact of the vaccination program in terms of infection levels, the number of people presenting to your practice with COVID symptoms?
Yeah, the GPs would be the first port of call for COVID patients. And then we have the COVID centres in Northern Ireland, which are run by GPs. And we've certainly seen a decrease in the number of presentations with COVID infection. We still have busy hospital wards, busy intensive care units, but there's a lag period of, as we know, 2, 4, 6 weeks on that. So we're starting to see a decrease in the number of patients in the hospital, but there's still the best part of 350-odd patients in hospital with COVID, but we'll see the benefit there over the next few weeks, hopefully.
But you're already seeing some benefit, even though I think, for the most part, it's just the first dose that's being delivered. Second doses begin this week, is it, or next week?
Yes, we've the UK government's concentrated on single dose, and that reduces hospital admissions and mortality. The second dose is obviously what you need for optimal immunity, and we have started this week to give the second doses. Nursing home patients and staff all got second doses at 3 weeks. Everybody else is waiting to about 10 or 12 weeks. So this week started the second doses for the Pfizer for healthcare workers. Yeah.
And that's Dr. Tom Black, Derry GP, speaking to us a little before we came on air.